As we end now, you see, this fourth week of Lent, we're beginning to be instructed by the Word of God as to the real issues. So we have this text from the Book of Wisdom. The hatred of those who do evil against those who do good. And it's quite clear. Let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for our transgressions of the law. So let us see now. He says that his God is his Father. Let us see whether his words are true. Let us find out what will happen to him. Now, just look at the twistedness of this mind. Let us torture him. Let's see what God does. Well, in the long run, God raised him from the dead and gave him the name which is above every name by revealing that Jesus Christ is Kyrios. Jesus Christ is Adonai. Has it helped for those whose hearts are open? Yes. Just look back over 2 millennia. How many saints? How many hidden saints that only God knows about? You know, someone once remarked, the most beautiful flowers in the world are growing on mountaintops where nobody sees them but God. And so, you see, a lot of this text will come back and other parts of it in the words of opprobrium as our Lord is dying on the cross. Let us see whether God comes to us out. Let us see, which are all these words from here, you see, and elsewhere. And the psalm, the refrain is, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Whose heart was more broken than Jesus? The depth of his love. You see how we're beginning to move in these readings into an understanding of our Lord's interior suffering. Remember I told you there's three things that the church does during Lent, right? There was scripture to teach us, you see. First, it's an understanding of God's plan, you see. And the second is the theology of the passion. You know, first is also in God's plan, how we should be living. Now, hopefully we got the picture how we should be living. And now, the Holy Spirit wants to take us into the depth of the mystery, you see. And finally, our Lord's own interior suffering would be there in a text like this. Then we have Psalm 34, which is a very interesting psalm. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He confronts the evildoers. He's close to the brokenhearted, to those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Many are the troubles of the tzaddik, of the just man. But out of them all, the Lord delivers them. Many are the sufferings of the tzaddik, the just man, Jesus. So just that he loves with purity and generosity everybody in the world. You see. And then he watches over all his bones. Not one of them shall be broken. You recognize that? You see, this psalm is saying that the just man is the Paschal Lamb. Because this commandment about don't break any of his bones is the prescription for the Paschal Lamb, right? That's why on the cross, when our Lord's side was pierced and they didn't break his legs. John says it was to fulfill, not a bone of his shall be broken. Which his, the lamb or the just man? The just man as the lamb. He's dying on the feast of Passover. Not a bone of his shall be broken. You see. Then in the gospel, we begin, and we'll come in and out of this, chapter 7 to 10 in John, all takes place at one feast, the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Remembering the wandering in the desert, and the water that came out of the rock, see, and the manna that fell from heaven, and the victories over enemies. Remember God's care in the desert. That's the Feast of Sukkot, or I don't know what we call it in English, huts, little sukkah, little booths, we call it. Sounds like a phone booth for me, but anyway, you get the idea. A sukkah is a little hut. But okay. So, they're trying to kill him, huh? So, when Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. This is so Semitic. Where is he from? You figure out who somebody is by knowing where he comes from. Does he come from a small town in Kentucky? Does he come from New York? Where is he from? Then I understand him. I got him, you see. So where is Jesus from? He's from the Father. That's where he's from. And that's what he says. See? You know me, and also know where I am from. If you open up your eyes of your heart, yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. And now we're beginning to see, you see, the plan of the Trinity. He will come among us. He will speak to us of the Father. He will heal. He will forgive. He will encourage. He will gather. And he'll be killed. But not a bone of his shall be broken. And so, we're starting now to see the plan of the Trinity. And when you think of this, my friends, we're talking about a big deal, huh? Well, are we? Tiny little golf ball spinning around in the corner of the universe, and God's paying this much attention to us? Yes. The whole world is what? A couple of billion people. God pays attention. Are we the only conscious life in the universe? I don't know. You don't know. God knows. But for us, look what God has done. Sent his only Son, God of God, light from light, true God from true God, to be among us, to teach us, to console us, to show us the face of the Father, to take all our sins, you see, but not a bone of his shall be broken. The Father is presiding over all of this. And that's why he says, you see, I know him because I am from him and he sent me. So they tried to arrest him. Where is he from? He says he's from God himself. He even says God is his Father. We can't tolerate this. Why? Why can't you tolerate that? Because it means you have to change. It means your sin is exposed. It's forgiven, but it's exposed. And we are so stupid. We would rather have our sins hidden and not forgiven than exposed and forgiven. Where's the love in that? And so, we're beginning now to enter into, we've only got another week to go, right? I mean, of fifth week and then the sixth week. Let the Lord open up our hearts and minds. Understand what is going on. And how the mystery of Christ continues to live on this tiny little golf ball. A world war. There's going to be, if we have one, it's going to be really a world this time. And that's big to us, you know. But look at the plan. And look at the love of the Trinity for us. We have brought this evil upon ourselves. And he takes it to himself, transforms it, and makes it the source of life for us.